It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 11th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A small battery, some wires, and a trickle of current, plus a couple of holes drilled into the skull. Is it possible this could keep some of the memory loss and dementia of Alzheimer's disease at bay? Researchers in Baltimore have just begun experimenting with a kind of pacemaker for the brain. One patient has the system in already.
Actually, we did the second surgery last Thursday, so we've done two.
Dr. Paul Rosenberg is an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He's leading the study there, which eventually will wire up 40 patients. It's building on data Rosenberg's colleague gathered in Canada, which showed some memory improvement, especially in people with early stages of Alzheimer's.
The really cool part is he saw brain metabolism improve over that year. He saw a change for what looked like a change for the better.
A brain showing more metabolism would be something that's more vital, more maybe even active?
Yeah, maybe healthier. The neurons may be healthier. The metabolism is how the rate at which you take up fuel, you take up sugar into the brain, and they're doing it more rapidly with the brain stimulation. And we think that's good. Notice my caution. We think that's good.
Wires to the brain have already been used to treat thousands of people suffering the tremors of Parkinson's. It's gotten to the point that life in America may be practically impossible without a phone line. You may have heard of Lifeline, a federally funded program that helps bring telephone landlines to low-income people at little or no cost. As the San Francisco Chronicle reported, a mobile version of this may be coming to a huge market, California, to bring super cheap cell phones to homeless people, among others.
I'd be able to get work a lot easier because people would be able to call me and it wouldn't be, you know, saying, oh, this number is temporarily out of service.
That's Shannon Arakaki. She's in temporary housing in San Francisco, provided with the help of the Red Cross. She's been without a permanent place to live for a long time. Arakaki says she makes money from odd jobs and collecting scrap metal, but it's not enough to pay a monthly phone bill. She's thinking one of these Lifeline mobile phones could change that.
Yeah, because if I had a cell phone, I could carry it around with me. A landline, I got to, like, sit next to it and park myself, you know? And that's really not cost-effective or, you know what I mean? You're out and about, you're doing your thing, and you get a call for a job, and you can go do it, you know? Whereas if it's at home, you got to go home and hit the answering machine.
Jennifer Friedenbach runs the Coalition on Homelessness in San Francisco. She says it's about more than employment.
For homeless people who are experiencing an emergency and need to call 911, having a cell phone is critical. They can keep in contact with family members, keep in contact with social workers that are hooking them up with housing. It's incredibly important, and it's going to be a phenomenal benefit.
36 states have this already, mainly through Assurance Wireless, which is a division of Sprint. And before we go, today's, oh, great, a digital security expert has wired up 5 servers containing 25 graphics cards and used them as a massively powerful computer to quickly crack any password that is 8 digits long. The publication Ars Technica says the rig does 350 billion guesses a second and can guess any password in a couple of hours. If the password consists of words, not random digits, the machine will figure it out in 6 minutes or less. Luckily, most websites limit the number of password guesses, but the web is not the only way in for hackers. Cue here sanctimonious experts telling us to memorize 9-digit gibberish passwords from now on, or not. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.